It is noon, welcome everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call please, Jane.
Conklin.
Here.
Lynch.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Page.
Here.
Solomon.
Here.
Quorum present.
Moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item or items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have A, approval of the January 14th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented. B, approval of the recommendation for the Local Development Finance Authority Board to reappoint Kelly Delano to the board for a four-year term expiring March 11th, 24. Item C, approval of recommendation from the Local Development Finance Authority Board to reappoint Joseph Horry to the board for a four-year term expiring March 11th, 2024. Approval to award a purchase order contract for a 2024 F-250 pickup truck to Bob Mather's Ford in an amount not to exceed $26,990.56 and authorize the city manager to execute the documents. Item B, approval to award a purchase order contract for a Simon or Thiemann top of motorized liftgate and a Boss snow plow hitch kit to truck and trailer specialties of Boyne Falls in an amount not to exceed $6,316.92 and authorize the city manager to execute the documents. Item F, approval of the Main Street Board's recommendation to appoint Anna Burkhart to a four-year term expiring 1/18/2024. And G, approval of the Main Street Board's recommendation to appoint Robert Grove to a four-year term expiring 1/18/2024. Comments from the public, or staff, or commissioners?
Didn't we do F and G in our last meeting?
The dates on those appointments were incorrect. They would have been out of sync with the rest of the board members, so these are corrected.
Okay. Ready for a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to hearing citizen comments for non-agenda items. And we have under correspondence from the ISO regarding building code effectiveness grading schedule program. Anything on that, Mark?
That's a new rating program from ISO, so I thought I'd share that with the City Commission. We scored fairly well. Obviously, that's a combination of what we do here and with the county's building code program, enforcement program. So it's a new factor that insurers can take into consideration.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to Mike, City Manager report.
Just a couple items today. Some updates with regards to the pavilion project. It's continuing to move along nicely. Obviously, you can see the shingles going up on the new east side picnic areas. They've got one of the picnic areas basically visqueened off so they could put face brick and the system for it and the bricks being installed along with some of the woodwork in there. They're painting some of the exterior shake shingles inside the pavilion. Cupolas that will be going on the picnic area roofs are being designed to tie in with the appearance of the lighthouse roof, so it'll have a copper roof as well to kind of blend those two together as well. And that's being done. The copper's coming in for that, and we're using the contractor's using Dan Atkinson, who made the roof for the lighthouse on that project as well too. So some continuity there as well. They're building those cupolas off-site, doing a bunch of plumbing work that's going in the floors, and once that's in, they'll be able to seal up those floors. They report that this fire suppression system for the pavilion is about 50% complete, and they're scheduled to install the hood range system and also boards and counters and steel wall panels last week. So a lot of things going on, a lot of it not visible right from the street, but they're still very comfortable moving forward to their completion date. Our marijuana task force group had its second meeting last night, and they're looking to give the city commission an update on its progress in March. In case you're interested, the governor will be providing her state of the state address tomorrow at 7 p.m. And I'll be out of the office for the remainder this week after today, attending my annual city managers conference. So if you have any questions on these or other items, I'd be glad to try and address them.
Thank you. Any questions? Moving on to in our packet was the December financial statement. Any questions on that?
I wanted to, like I thought, I forgot Cindy wasn't going to be here, but under the revenues, there's that local community stabilization sharing, and it's at 250% of budget.
Yes.
Is there an explanation for that? Or I know it's the last couple of years, it's been hard to follow, or?
Yeah, it exceeded the guidance that we received from the state as to the revenues that we received. Yes, Cindy and I talked about that when those came in, and it was higher than they projected, or basically recommended that we project. So that does appear to be a real number.
They won't ask.
Favorable.
Wasn't there some fear of asking for money back? And
that's always a fear with the state, especially on something that isn't really clearly defined. And this one has not been clearly defined, or at least not that we can understand yet.
And then there was one under the department, getting harder and harder to see, 248 general and then other services and engineering contracted services. At, is that like 211% of budget?
Okay. I'd have to take a look at that, Hugh.
Yeah, those were the two questions.
Yeah, we'll get you a response on that. Cindy will be back tomorrow if I can't get it for you in advance.
Thank you. We don't have any old business, moving on to new business. Dan Ryan Township grant application letter of support.
Okay, I'll meet the right spot on the agenda. Sorry about that. Okay, in your agenda packet, you have a memo from Tim with regards to this. Apparently, there was a request at the recent, at the December Park and Recreation Board meeting where Michelle Cartwright came representing Evangeline Township, and they're planning on submitting a grant request to the Charleroi County Community Foundation. And it's basically a grant that would hire Beckett and Rader to basically provide a master plan for linking all the various trails that are both in the city and in Evangeline Township. The estimated cost for the study is a little less than $16,000. They're not requesting any money from the city. And there's a couple pages with regards to what the study is including, included in your agenda packet with regards to it. What's being requested here is approval for us to provide a letter of support to the township that they can include with their application packet that will be going to the county. So we're recommending that the city commission grants approval to provide that letter as attached and authorize the mayor to execute it.
Thank you. Any comments from staff or the public? Okay. Go to the board of deliberation, Ron?
I support the request.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is fine. I was wondering what the relationship relationship of this grant is to the work that we've already completed engineering-wise, or at least a preliminary plan for a connector between the Point City US 31 trail and downtown.
I would hope that as they look at providing connections between all the trail system, that they would look at our proposed discussions for connectors along that corridor as well, too.
And I know that we've had residents along that corridor express concern, and we'll be able to incorporate those concerns or be able to get those individuals involved in this process in a way that doesn't feel like duplication or confusion.
I don't know if they'll be included in this process as well, which is to provide the connections. We will be providing an opportunity to meet with them in the near future. Tim and I talked about that after at our last department head meeting about putting together a timeline for that to be taken care of.
My only other point is that we'll have, assuming if this is funded, we have this plan, we have the open space plan, we have the avalanche plan, we have the recreation master plan. It's a lot of stuff, and as you expressed before, I think it'll be important for us to, and Recreation Commission to, Parks and Recreation Commission to, establish priorities so that we are funding our efforts in a way that we can complete some of these. It's a lot of money, it's more than we have to be self-funded inside. Internally, as you add all up, so I think it'll be important for us to really zoom in on allocating our efforts in grant funding and the funds we have to match it to those projects that we perceive are as high as priority and those that we can draw to conclusion.
I would concur with a number of those statements. When this was originally presented to Evangeline Township this summer, they approached us and staff. We talked about it. We talked about a number of other projects that we had on plate and that we really weren't. We didn't think that we were interested in taking on another study at this point. That's why they're looking to pursue it on their own. I think the information that they get in this study will be helpful for us in kind of taking all these pieces of trail systems and things of that and put them together as kind of, or at least figure out how they can be most used effectively as a system to helpfully encourage our economic development prospects that we see with these as well.
Great.
Yeah,
okay,
Sally,
thank you.
I just want to follow up on Dean. So what I'm wondering is, did this get this, the date on it is July 3rd or something in July?
Yes.
So maybe we've done work on that connector that, you know, maybe they should have more focus and not worry about that, because hopefully that's going to be built before they're going to be in any kind of position to fund anything.
I don't see this as a design. This is complete, as far as I'm concerned, this is quite different than what our design work is that we're working with C2AD and the specifics of what we're doing on the West Michigan corridor and things of that nature. I think this is to look at all the assets that are being proposed and how we're going to coordinate and tie them together as to one type of a system. So I think they're related but separate, I guess is the best explanation for that. And I don't think the specifics of, you know, exactly what type of path we're going to have in each location or, you know, whether it's on-road or off-road or, you know, right, widths of it, all those issues that we still have to resolve on the West Michigan portion of it and as parts of it come through town, I don't think those necessarily have to be. I don't know if they'll get into that level of detail in this study. I didn't foresee that.
Well, they have avalanche here. So, I mean, basically we have a trail coming from avalanche. It ties into the multi-use trail along Division.
Yes.
That already, so what I was just, you know.
So my understanding is, like, using that is they'll be looking at, okay, we have assets at avalanche. We're gonna have the Boyne Valley Trail as an asset. We have the existing phase one, a couple phases of the Boyne City to Charlevoix phases of that trail. The additional phases of working on West Michigan and coming in through the downtown. What's happening out on the old Horton Bay, they're gonna look at all these assets and they're gonna say, okay, how do we pull these together or give you ideas that help implement them as a system that interrelate to each other mm-hmm. without specifically, they're not looking to redesign what we're doing at Avalanche or really right. Design what we're doing on West Michigan, but okay, we've got all these pieces. how do you use them as a unit? That's the type of guidance I'm seeing coming from that. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but that's the way it was portrayed to me.
Okay. I'm reading the letter. The words are trail connectivity master plan. That's what they're being hired to provide.
In the letter from Beckett and Rader?
Yes, on July 3rd, yes. I'm in favor also.
Move to authorize the mayor to sign a letter of support for a grant application by the Evangeline Township to the Charlevoix County Community Foundation to conduct a trail facilities master plan.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to item B, Mount Rose Township EMS contract.
Last 2 weeks ago, I went to Mount Rose Township, presented this contract to them, which is similar to the contract we have with all the other townships. It's a 3-year agreement of which it uses the formula dwellings versus utilization. I anticipate that moving the territorial line that we currently have, which is, don't ask me why, apparently it's a school board line, but it follows the river. So we only go in Melrose as far as the river, and then Emory County used to come down to the river, and then Emory County had all of Chandler Township. So in 2 weeks, I'll go to Chandler Township's township meeting. But both have shown interest, and then they took action at the Melrose meeting to sign the agreement and enter into it for us to provide service throughout the whole township of Melrose. That would add probably anywhere between 75 and 80 additional runs, which would easily, we have the resources and the depth to be able to cover it. And then they will increase their subsidy to us by the increased dwellings and increased utilization.
John, I couldn't find that, or maybe it was here and I missed it. How much that calculates per year? I mean, just
24,000.
24,000 total,
yes.
Or?
Well, it's 24,000.
Yeah.
But their dwellings are like 896, so it significantly increases because their population really is north of the river, along North Shore Drive, Country Club Lane, and Seven Hills, and so. Their utilization actually will probably be greater because of the facility of the Bear River Health Center. So we'll see more activity through that facility. But we're going to divide the response zones from US 31 to the west will be covered from this station, Boyne City, and 31 to the east will be covered out of the Boyne Valley Station. And then we'll do the same Chandler. I mean, Chandler, we can get to Chandler from the Boyne Valley Station significantly quicker than every town ever could. Now, in Chandler Township, will be just, they have like 149 dwellings, and they probably only have 8-10 runs in a whole year.
Thank you, John. Any comments from staff or the public? We'll go to board deliberation. Dean, you want to start?
I think I might.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think the inclusion of both Melrose and Chandler is a good thing for our organization. That's obviously one of the reasons we went to it. It provides more customers to share the operational cost of the system, basically to spread it amongst ourselves. We have more area to cover. In some respects, that's a good thing because the additional frequency that our staff will be going out isn't so much to overtax them, but it'll help them make sure that they maintain their skills and gives them more opportunities to use them. So having that mental acuteness, and basically developing those reflexes is good. So I think it helps everybody. I think it's a win for Melrose and Chandler. I think it's a win for us as an organization with the EMS department, and I think it's good for the customers too, because I think they'll be getting as good or better care than they are now.
Thank you, Mike. Any further comments? What do you mean?
My comment, my question was going to be our response time, but I think you answered that. Yeah, so I'm good.
Okay. So, okay.
The question I had is, are we, the relationship with Boyne Valley Township, and like under item, this is under definitions, number B, it says the ambulance had left advanced life support transport service with advanced life support non-transporting echo unit is owned, operated, and maintained by the city of Boyne City. And then you had mentioned about the east side of the river coming. What if Boyne Valley Township goes away? And that they move, as they've kind of indicated, they're looking at another relationship. How will that impact?
My understanding as of Saturday that Boyne Valley is going to present a contract to us to consider. So I'm not absolutely certain that they're going to go away. Currently today, the four trucks are all staffed, equipped with advanced life support. They're staffed with paramedics, and so advanced life support will come to both sides. If Boyne Valley went away, we would respond from the station. I'd probably come back to you in the next fiscal year and look to put a third truck here.
Okay. Thank you. Mike?
John and I discussed that very point before we went down this path, and basically felt that even with our existing operation and the vehicles allotment and things of that nature, we could more than adequately cover them if for some reason that we get this one failure township.
Yeah, I just had a question about Chandler because that wasn't mentioned here, but apparently you're still moving forward. You just haven't met with the township board because we've been covering them since the first of the year as well, right?
We haven't. Their township board meeting is the same as yours, the second Tuesday night of the month. So Melrose is on the second Tuesday, that's why I couldn't be here in the last meeting. And then I'll go to Chandler in February.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm good with the proposal.
Okay. I'm in support. We'll look for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the city manager to sign the agreement as presented.
Should we add with Melrose Township to provide EMS services? Would that be appropriate?
Doesn't hurt anything.
Just to be a little more specific.
So be it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that Jane can have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Looking for a second.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We are on to item C, well number two, variable frequency garbage. Mark?
Yeah, just over a year ago, we had the well two cleaned and the new screen installed, and now it started drawing in sand, you know, probably because it's been cleaned and it can get through. And so we'd like to put a VFD. The Peerless Midwest came up and inspected it. We discovered it because the sand got stuck in the check valve and a lot of water would come back through in the tank, and so it was filling up the wells. Got that taken care of, but they recommended VFD for a slower startup so it's not getting a big surge. And then same with shutting down, it'll shut down slowly rather than, because right now it just abruptly shuts off and that water that's in the column just slams back down in. So well three has a VFD on it, works well. Eventually I'd like to see VFDs on all the well houses. For that reason, it does use a little bit less electricity as well because it's not a full startup ramping up right away. So I'd recommend that the city commission authorize the city manager to accept and sign the quote from Wendy Miller. I did contact Suez, also the Peerless, they were going to bid, but they just felt it was wouldn't be cost effective because of their distance to travel up here. The VFD would be about the same, but their travel time would just eat up the additional money to get up here. Any questions? I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from staff? Public? Sally, you want to start?
I think it's a Gail.
I'm good.
And Ms. Cordasso?
I'd make a motion to approve a contract with Wyndham Mueller Electric in the amount of $7,042 to install a variable frequency drive on well 2, and authorize the city manager to execute the documents.
Second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunsch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Commissioner, is there anything for good of the order?
I've got a couple things since we've had such a short meeting. We might as well move along a little bit further anyway. And I don't know if this is appropriate for good of the order, Mike, or if I should have done it in the manager's report, but the Parks and Rec plan is due, and it gets uploaded on the 31st, I think, sometime at the end of the month, and there were some placeholders for the open space project. Mm-hmm. Will they just put something, even though it's not final, into that, and is that how that'll work?
That's my understanding. I'll let you know if there's something different, but yes, we would not submit it with just blanks.
And it would be general enough plan, too, that we can, well, I don't know how specific those are.
They've met with staff since the public input session that we had here, and they basically feel that they have good directions and consistent input from the community, where they're kind of defining and honing down on recommended versions of that. And I would assume that's what they're going to include. Obviously, whatever the park board and the city commission ultimately adopt as part of those studies will be the final adoption.
And then, at our last meeting, we talked about the Housing Ready partnership, and there was an allocation that Boynton City committed to for $6,500 or so for the next 3 years, each year. Is that something that you can just approve, or is that... I wasn't familiar with the policy and how that...
No, that would be included in budget amendments. When we had Chip here to discuss that, I want to make sure the commission was aware of it. Again, that information was provided in December as well, too. We had interviews with regards to the candidates for that position, and those numbers are subject to some fine-tuning or tweaking. And once we have final numbers, I'll bring that back to the city commission. We'll also be considering a contract, I'm assuming, with Housing North to implement what was discussed with Chip's presentation. So it will be coming back to the city commission, probably in multiple forms.
And the other thing, too, was our goals update. You know, we've only had one update, and that was in October, and we should be having our last one in 12120, and should we start over with our goals? You know, it took a year to get them adopted, and then we were going to have four updates, and we've only had one, and we're into the third year, and normally we do it every 2 years.
I mean, that's a subject that the city commission may want to discuss. Either it's an agenda item or it's a work session item. The input I've heard from various commissioners up to this point is, with the adoption timeline that we had previously and where we are with these, that we may not want to do another session this year, but subject to further city commission discussion.
Do we have to update the schedule then when we're going to have updates? Because this would have been the final one, so we don't have anything in the future schedule.
Yes, I think that'd be a good discussion for us to have as a group. I would think at the very least we'd want to try and get on the original quarterly schedule that we talked about last year.
And then the only other thing was the North Boyne property. We were going to put that, you know, go do a request for proposal or out to bid, and the school district was interested. Now they purchased some other property. Are we going to put that out for a request, or what's the status of that?
Obviously, that changed quite a bit as the schools were going through their development process, and I think what I would like to do would probably be having, with this potential of this new housing person coming on board, incorporate them and see what suggestions that they have to guide us through that.
Okay. That's all I had. Thanks.
In regards to your goals. Did we have a discussion earlier in the year that, we're good for this year? Do you remember that? Or is that, we get to look back at the, minutes to see, but I thought we kind of gave the direction that we are going to not tackle another goal-setting session until...
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Then, you know, then we need to come up with a schedule of how far we can make the goals that we have.
But I guess my question here is, did we have that discussion already to wait? Or is that just something that...
We ever formally did?
I don't know if we formally, I think we had some discussion, but I don't know if there's any formality. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah, perhaps the bigger thing is the need for quarterly updates and some discussion about progress on the action items that we had attached to the goals that we developed and finalized a year ago.
Okay. Anything else for good of the order?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so let's go to announcements. The next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for February 11th at 7 p.m. And it is 12:31. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?